Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, What Will We Do Next?
A reading from St. Paul's letter to Titus. Beloved, remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness towards everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of our God, our Savior, appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of God's mercy, he saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. The word of the Lord. As I prepared this preaching and am recording it, the voting for the president was over, but the counting continues. Regardless of who wins the presidency, there will be hurt and anger on one side or the other, or maybe both sides. Today's letter was written by St. Paul to Titus, who was sent to Crete to get the Christian community in order. Paul's explaining how the Christians are supposed to treat the non-Christians and how to teach the non-Christians with whom they're going to be living. According to the letter, but not in this passage, these Cretans are rebellious people, idle talkers, deceivers. And Paul is even harsher when he describes the Cretans as liars, vicious brutes, and lazy gluttons. Whoa, that's pretty harsh for a follower of Christ who welcomed and accepted all kinds of people. And today's passage actually describes how we are to teach the others, the Cretans, how to act, for them not to slander and to be peaceable and considerate, to be kind and have generous love and mercy. But we have to be that first. The Christians have to be that first before the others will follow. Why do we need to reach out to the others? Because God loves us and sent Jesus to transform us. And then we are compelled to share this love with others. We might feel like calling the other side, no matter what side that is, names filled with disrespect and hate. It's very tempting to see others as hating our country because of whom they voted for. But today's reading makes it clear that kind of behavior is not what God calls from us. Interestingly, this passage also reminds us that we are under the control of magistrates and authorities, as are they. And I take this to mean that we must follow the laws that are currently in play, including protesting peacefully, but not damaging property or harming other people. It means that we need to respect the results of a voting system that has proven time and again to be fair, and so must they. I wish it also meant that one shouldn't be a sore loser, but I guess that's a little bit too much. Paul's advice to love people who think and act differently than we do is right on target for our lives today. It might be hard, but we don't have to do it alone. We have each other for accountability, and we have the Holy Spirit richly poured out on us for support and wisdom. With that, may we all live as God has called us during this challenging and divisive time.